Morning. How are y'all? Good. So last Sunday, we heard Jesus talk about how Pharaoh ordered a tax. And do y'all remember what Pharaoh ordered to be done to the children, to the babies? What, Leo? Yeah. So, let me get on three here. Okay. How did God turn each of Pharaoh's attacks into good for his people? Yes. You giving her hints? It's okay if you don't know. Leo, do you know?
The midwives did not obey to Pharaoh's
rule. Yep, that's right. So by making them grow in number, causing kind midwives not to kill their baby boys, right? And eventually, they rose Moses. He was going to be the deliverer of his people. So how is God's power as a king a comfort to his persecuted people? It's just that God is always in such perfect control that even persecution will work for good, right? So when we're all being persecuted, we have to realize that even though rulers, a president or a king like Pharaoh is in rule and he's persecuting Christians, you know, God is still ruling over him. He's still ruling over Pharaoh, right? He's under his authority. So there's three questions that y'all should think about while I read. What tribe of Israel is Moses from? What does Moses mean? What does his name mean? And then who drew Moses out from the water? And then who would take care of him as a baby? So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Exodus chapter 2, and we'll start in verse 1. Now, a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months, and when she could not hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and dabbed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her young woman walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds, and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out from the water." So in verse 1, we can see that Moses' mother and father were from the tribe of Levi. It was one of the 12 tribes of Israel. And in verse 5, now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river while her young woman walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. So that was Pharaoh's daughter who took him out from the water. And in verse 10, we can see that Moses' name, right, means to draw out. Because what did Pharaoh's daughter do to the basket? Yes. Yeah, exactly. She drew it out. So what tribe of Israel is Moses from? Yes, the tribe of Levi. And what does the word Moses mean? Yeah. And who drew Moses out? Yes. Yeah, Pharaoh's daughter. And do you remember who Pharaoh's daughter hired basically to take care of Moses? Yes.
The
No, it was Moses's who?
Mother.
Yeah, Moses's biological mother. So, God had a plan to rescue his people, but Pharaoh had a plan to destroy them. Who would win? Pharaoh was the most powerful man in the world, but God is wiser and mightier still. God defeated Pharaoh's plan by wisely using it to carry out his own plan. If Pharaoh had succeeded in killing the baby boys, God's plan to bring salvation to the world would have been defeated. God's promises to make the Israelites a great nation and bring them to the land of Canaan would have failed. It was from this large family that the seed of the woman who was to crush the serpent's head, Jesus, was supposed to come. So, we should celebrate the brave acts of the woman of this story. God used these humble ladies to defeat the mighty Pharaoh's plans. He still uses people who are not superheroes today. Moses' mother, Jochebed, hid her baby for 3 months at the risk of her own life. When that was no longer possible, she put him in the water in a basket that was like an ark. This should remind us of how the Lord saved Noah by an ark. Noah's rescue from the flood was the hope and salvation of the world. So was Moses's, who was also drawn out from the water. Pharaoh's daughter rescued and adopted the baby. Then she hired Jochebed to take care of him for her, which means Moses' mother got paid to take care of her own son. This was all God's plan to prepare Moses for his future ministry. As a son of the Israelites, he was taught about God from childhood. As a prince in Egypt, he received the best education the world could offer. He would need to use of it as he would later challenge Pharaoh, be in charge of Israel, and write the first 5 books of the Bible. Satan was the one who led Pharaoh to kill the Israelite babies. He was trying to stop God from carrying out the promises. The killing of babies in Egypt reminds us of when Herod, King Herod, ordered all the baby boys in Bethlehem to be killed when Jesus was born. The story of Moses and the story of Jesus both begin with a tyrant trying to kill them. Moses was a picture of Christ, and Christ is the true Moses, the eternal deliverer, the supreme lawgiver, and the only perfect mediator who brings us back to God. So, why do you think God protected baby Moses? In a sense, yeah. So Moses, he might grow up and he was the, what, he delivered the people out of Egypt, right, into the land of Canaan, God's promise. So how does God's protection of Moses point us to Jesus?
They both have the same sort of origin story.
When Jesus was a baby, the king of the land tried to kill him too. But God protected him so that he might grow up to deliver us from our sin, right? Moses protected to deliver the Israelites out of Egypt. And Jesus was protected to deliver us, not out of a place, but out of our own sin. So the main idea is that God saved the Israelite baby Moses to raise him up as Israel's deliverer and to eventually be a picture of Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Lord God, we come to you today just to ask and for forgiveness, Lord, and thank you for giving me the ability to do the children's message. I'm very thankful. I have a lot of gratitude, and I pray that these children are raised in good doctrine, Lord. They end up being good men and women. I pray for the service today, Lord. I pray that whoever's giving the message does a good job. I pray for the music. I pray that the worship is sincere, and I pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.